KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 50 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers, a high of 66. We picked up 1.16 inches of rainfall here in Atlantic over the past 24 hours. Messina reports 93/100 of an inch. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest area news on KJAN, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Police in Council Bluffs have identified the operator of a motorcycle that crashed Tuesday night during a pursuit. Officials said Wednesday, 18-year-old Lance McCormick of Carter Lake died at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs following the crash that happened at around 10:19 p.m. Tuesday. Authorities are still looking for the driver of the other motorcycle involved. According to Bluffs Police, the pursuit began when an officer with the Iowa Department of Transportation's Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division attempted to stop two motorcycles on Big Lake Road near the Pottawatomie County Jail. Both motorcycles eluded the officer and drove westbound on Nash Boulevard at a high rate of speed. McCormick, who was driving a 2006 Yamaha, lost control of the motorcycle about three blocks west of the intersection of 16th Street and Nash Boulevard. The motorcycle went over a curb and struck a fence separating the city street from the interstate. McCormick was ejected from the motorcycle. He was not wearing a helmet. The second motorcyclist fled the area. The MVE officer witnessed the crash and immediately stopped and rendered aid. McCormick had no identification on him, and the motorcycle was reported to have been stolen. Trial for a Harrison County man charged in connection with a fatal crash on Interstate 80 in Cass County last year is set to begin next Tuesday here in Atlantic. A pretrial conference for 50-year-old Paul Marshall of Modale was held Wednesday, during which the defense presented a motion to suppress certain evidence. Now, unless a plea is entered prior to or at the beginning of his trial next week, jury selection will begin. Cass County Attorney Dave Wiederstein said Wednesday the trial is likely to optimistically last about 1 or 2 days. Marshall is charged with vehicular homicide by operating under the influence in connection with the crash that happened in May of 2015 on I-80 near the 54-mile marker off-ramp in Cass County. Authorities said Marshall was driving his pickup westbound in the eastbound lane when the vehicle collided with an eastbound car driven by University of Nebraska at Lincoln women's soccer coach Peter Underwood of Lincoln, Nebraska, who was traveling on a recruiting trip. Marshall faces up to 25 years in prison if he's convicted. Police in Creston arrested a man Wednesday night on a Union County warrant for probation violation. 40-year-old Jamie Scott Vandell of Creston was being held without bond in the Union County Jail following his arrest at around 9:50 p.m. Wednesday. Police in Red Oak arrested two people on separate charges Wednesday afternoon. At around 4:30 p.m., 28-year-old Donnie Clark Patterson of Red Oak was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And just before 5 p.m., Red Oak police arrested 27-year-old Shay Louise Wilson of Red Oak on a warrant for harassment in the second degree. Both subjects were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 cash bond each. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources said Wednesday it was investigating an anonymous complaint about runoff from a cattle feedlot located about 3 miles southwest of Carson in Pottawatomie County. DNR field specialists identified two sources of runoff, Cyclone Cattle and a facility owned by Aaron Vorthman. Both are cattle open feedlots. With the DNR's advice, the producers successfully stopped runoff from each facility. Previously, an unknown amount of runoff flowed from each operation into the same field and then into a grass waterway before reaching an unnamed tributary of the Nishnabotna River. DNR staff will continue to monitor the situation, including any impacts on water quality or aquatic life. The DNR will consider appropriate enforcement actions as well. If you should notice a spill or fish kill, you should call the DNR's 24-hour emergency response line at 515-725-8694. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers is warning business owners about the IRS phone scam that's once again making rounds at both residences and businesses. Brothers said businesses in Clarinda are receiving pre-recorded phone calls saying the IRS needs the owner to call them back immediately at the number provided. Well, Brothers called the number and quickly determined the person he was speaking with was in a boiler room type call center in a foreign country. The chief warns persons receiving these types of calls not to return them. They are not from the IRS, and furthermore, the IRS would not conduct business in that manner. The IRS handles matters through personal confidential mail. In the funeral announcements, Merrill Bud Jones, age 84, of Prescott and formerly of Fontenelle, died April 14th at Allegiant Creighton Mercy Hospital in Corning. Graveside services for Bud Jones will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Robert Robinson, age 92, of Exira, died April 9th at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Robert Robinson will be held at noon tomorrow at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Bud Jorgensen, age 87, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Bud Jorgensen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Roger Thompson, age 79, of Spring, Texas, died April 17th. Graveside services for Roger Thompson will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Oak Hill Cemetery in Hancock. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Darlene Joan Barr O'Brien of Stewart died Wednesday at the Stewart Community Care Center in Stewart. A mass of Christian burial for Darlene O'Brien will be held Monday at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. And Arnold Foss, age 79, died March the 1st. Graveside services for Arnold Foss will be on Sunday at 1 o'clock at St. John's Cemetery west of Exira. Lunch will immediately follow the graveside service at the Exira Lutheran Church's Fellowship Hall. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.